Anakin, you are the chosen one.
I hate you.
You just ruined it.
Oh, sorry.
It's alright, man.
Hey,
it's okay. Because you know what? George Lucas ruined the damn.
Are you comparing our African American dragon to George Lucas?
How dare you, sir? I feel. Look, I'm missing a Smash Brothers tournament for this. Really? I love you.
We're at the game
the game room. Yeah.
Really?
At so the game room. So I love how it makes it sound really serious. And it's like 3 feet.
So you'd rather smash than talk about like the show
no.
in New York.
Smash or pass, Daniel. Smash or pass.
You want to smash or pass? You know how the new kids say Netflix and chill? You want to smash or pass, Daniel?
I gotta pass. I love talking to you. I thought I was talking to you.
Are we still the new kids on the block? Like, cause I'm behind on slang. You know, I'm
really?
Behind.
We're
on
not about the new Netflix kids on the block.
No, no, I got that. I'm recently learning of Savage.
You haven't known about the Savage lifestyle yet?
No, I'm recently learning. Mainly because no one's violated me in forever, because nobody would violate me because they'd be 3 feet in the ground. So, like, it's a thing where it doesn't come up very
don't you
well.
Mean 6 feet? That will make you savage.
I realized that, I realized that when someone was saying that to me, and I was like, oh, yeah. I see that I am a follower of the Savage lifestyle.
Of the Savage lifestyle. Yeah, you with the Imperials, I see.
They're the best side.
Yeah, Imperials are the best savages.
Health insurance.
The dark side or the light side? I mean, you've seen the Google commercials on YouTube.
The
Did
Imperials
you choose
are
your
the,
side?
The
I'm a gray Jedi.
You're a what?
A gray Jedi.
You're a gray Jedi.
Really? You really like, take...
A great Jedi?
No, a gray
no,
Jedi.
Gray, as in like,
it's like, I'm not a full
that's,
Jedi,
that's called a
and
dark
I'm not
Jedi.
A Sith. I'm not a Sith. I'm in between.
Daniel's a resident
no,
of the
it's called Dark Jedi.
There's no white and black. This is just gray.
He's the neutral planet from Futurama.
You sound
right?
like
called the Dark Jedi. The same concept
like,
really is real thing.
You sound like Vince McMahon in Attitude Era. There's no good guys. There's no bad guys. There's just only shades of gray. That's what you are.
But it's a true concept. Dark Jedi. That's people that leave the order when, I don't know, they're just fed up with this religion.
Okay.
Yeah.
Like, no girls? What? I'm out.
Wow.
So Anakin was once a dark Jedi or a gray Jedi, and then he just went full
dark
on
Jedi.
Sith.
He just he was never
a dark.
Either.
He just went straight.
No, but think no really.
Only
think about
only
it.
If you look at the Clone Wars show, mm-hmm. but you're not looking at it. We're
right.
only looking at the prequels and
guys,
what
guys. I don't think we
us.
Introduced ourselves.
No, we didn't.
We did it. Well, sorry about everyone.
It's
this
like
is Nerd
you didn't
New York.
Know before.
This is Nerd New York, guys. You already know what this show is about, man. I'm Giovanni Anglin, okay, and of course. He is back, ladies and gentlemen. Give it up for Satish Ram. Where
Satish?
Were you, man? Yeah, Satish. Where were you? Because I was upset.
I was just taking care of some medical stuff. I had bronchitis, which apparently afflicts all Ooh. People that Obama knows this time of year, which
yeah,
is really,
man.
Really unfortunate. But, you know, I'm back here.
How is your BFF?
I think that he's a little bit worried based on the political state of the U.S. right now.
Fair enough.
Because we're being a little bit scary here on some... Donald Trump areas.
Right, right.
But
right.
that's not, you know, Donald Trump is not for Nerd New York, mainly because I think he would hate us.
Right. Because if you want to talk about Donald Trump, then tune into Black Seinfeld.
Is this my segue to come in?
Yeah, man.
Other shows
you.
Here.
Other shows available. Here. Yo, this is Bastionista from Black Seinfeld.
Yeah.
Which we ended our episode
yesterday.
So, you know.
So you guys are done for,
until,
yeah. for the,
until winter, man. Because, you know, we're going to talk about this
it
Star
is winter.
Wars. No, it isn't. It's still
not.
Fall, sir.
The 21st, so
winter
in 2 weeks.
Winter is coming.
Okay, we're stuck, actually. It is right. It's the 21st. It feels like winter to me.
Winter solstice.
No, really. It's 61 degrees out.
Maybe
sweating.
To you.
I was sweating.
Maybe
Bro,
to you.
I was sweating. Man, I have on this long
Maybe
shirt.
To you.
I have these
Boy, I've been dying since last week, man. It's 20 degrees out permanently to me right now.
Man, you are sick. Whatever, I need to get away from you.
No, don't worry. Only my AIDS is infectious. We're good.
Wow.
Wow.
Jeez.
Okay,
well.
But yeah, and of course.
Shout out to Charlie Sheen.
And of course.
And the last person on the panel who did not get to introduce himself.
I am the African American dragon, the man of 1,004 voices, the king of... Oh, okay. I'm not really a king. But I'm a king of my
just,
own domain.
You just ruined it. You just ruined
it. You had it
you
there,
just
man.
Had
like,
it.
Honestly, when you put, like, and speaking from experience, when you put that voice behind it, you can say whatever, anything. And they'll believe it. Like, you can just say, like, you're king of strong style or king of anything, and people be like, you know what? That guy is king, you know?
You are
like,
the king of Westeros, sir. You could have done that.
You could have done whatever you wanted right there.
I don't watch Game of Thrones.
No, okay. You know what Westeros is? You
could have made whatever. I'm the king of Westeros, whatever.
You could have just called yourself the king, and people have been like, you know what?
He is.
Yeah, Triple H probably handed that off to him at some point, because it sounds that way.
The New Reign of Terror by Daniel Lashley, ladies and gentlemen.
The New Reign of Terror. Wow.
He just demolishes everyone for like a good 2 years.
Can we get you to demolish anyone? Like, can we get you to like?
Okay, I will. I have to start off with Bray Wyatt because he's the new face of.
Wow. All right.
Good. I'm tired of it.
That's interesting. Daniel hits WWE and his first target is Bray Wyatt because he wants to take down the new face. All right.
Don't worry, man. We're gonna get into the world worst entertainment soon. But for now, let's talk about Star Wars, because Satish, you did not know, but I decreed this month Star Wars month.
That makes sense.
We're building up to the movie, which is next week.
Literally.
7 days and counting.
Literally, okay. Next week.
Literally, next week. So, last week we had a segment, Best of the Worst, where we picked out which was better, episode one, episode two. We agreed with episode one because episode two is just trash.
Episode two is the worst that I've known of.
But now, I ended the show saying, you know what? Episode 3 was actually decent, okay? And because of its decency, it made me even more angry.
Are you not agreeing with that? Or?
It wasn't decent at all.
It was decent.
You were tricked by the action scenes.
I wasn't tricked by the action scenes. Okay. The action scenes were amazing.
It's so nonsense. And you know what? Just continue. I'll say why.
Because I've told you this before. I felt like episode 3 gave you something within the Star Wars mythos that people could rock with. Like the dark opera house scene where the Chancellor was talking about the whole Darth Sidious and the fact that there's this thing within the dark side of the Force where you can actually like cheat death and bring people back from death.
That was less than 3 minutes.
But it was so cool though.
That's it? That's how you
got
from
but
it?
Yeah. Did it happen? Did it really happen?
Yeah, it did.
It kind of did.
It was canon.
Yeah, it did happen.
It's canon.
Bring back your girlfriend from death, huh?
It's possible, but he just didn't learn it in time.
He didn't, exactly. He, A, didn't know it in time, and B, he was burned alive, and Padme was back on the ship, so that didn't happen.
Nope, not at all.
And Sidious had to save him.
But to be honest, it's the storytelling that gets me for episode 3, because most of it just doesn't add up.
Okay, like, so what didn't add up to
one
you?
Of everybody's favorite scenes is when Obi-Wan Kenobi kills General Grievous, because Obi-Wan Kenobi went to go check it out. But if you're really talking about Clone Wars and military action, wouldn't you bring other Jedis with you to check it out?
Uh-huh.
Same thing with Kamino in episode 2. Like, they just only sent one dude to check it out.
I understand.
Out of an order full with, like, 10,000 Jedis, you only sent one person?
So I'm getting, like, because this is, like, again, not my experience area. So you feel like big plot holes.
A lot.
You feel like
there's always going to be big, plot holes.
No, you can't say that. It's just, like, you
started from one?
That's the problem. They created a new universe.
They bury their own selves
from the very
beginning.
Exactly. That's what happened. Everybody's dressed up like Owen.
Right.
Uncle Owen. It's like, come on, is this the Jedi robe or everybody chilling Tatooine?
Right, but I feel like three was definitely the best out of the prequels for just reasons of like adding to the story and actually adding something to the mythos that we can get behind.
Also, something I have to say about the prequels and beginning, because.
And the acting did get better, sorry.
They're really clean. It's really too clean for me. It was always too clean. Because why does the technology, since this is before the regular Star Wars, why does the technology look worse?
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, and the
CG did look too CG.
And you know how they have Jedis supposed to make their own lightsabers?
Yeah.
Why do all the lightsabers look like they came out of a factory?
Nah, I can't agree with that.
Those sabers look sweet.
They look too clean.
Yeah, the dual sabers. Then Wyndham saber.
Well, you have
purple.
To keep your lightsaber clean, you know, or you're just.
Well, yeah, you got
to
keep your lightsaber strong in these games.
Clean.
Yeah,
you have
keep
to.
It strong in the Jedi.
I give
game
an L to George Lucas for no yellow, and yellow was huge in the EU.
Yeah, I agree with that. And one thing I'll say about 3 that's better than the other two is that I felt like the acting definitely did get better. Like when Hayden Christensen like officially turned to the dark side, like you could see it in his face. You could see that hate
I
and
see
that fear
George
in
Lucas
his face,
telling him, "Don't act like a real actor."
Yeah, right? I feel like everything like that happened prior to that was just like George Lucas's direction. But when they actually got their own, like when they actually took the ball and they ran with it, like, yo, scenes came out cool.
Nah.
Yeah.
Nah.
Just think about it. Just really think
about
it.
There's just some cool scenes.
Genuine
like
scenes.
The last scene, you know, when Anakin is versus Obi-Wan Kenobi in this whole lava pit.
Yeah.
To be honest, when you watch that, it's a bit too long.
Yeah, it's a little bit too long, and the CGI doesn't hold up.
It doesn't, but it did get my, it did keep
it gets
my
your
attention.
But it was based on old drawings that was the last scene for Return of the Jedi was supposed to be in this lava pit.
Oh, really?
Actually. Yeah, I can send you some pictures later.
Wow.
But
I didn't know this.
Obviously, they didn't have the technology then, and George Lucas didn't like, oh, we have money, but I don't want to build that set. So
yeah, man, because George just
so they got this
straight to the CG.
Where were they in the Death Star too? Right, that's where they ended up.
Was it the? I think it was like the beginning of creating the Death Star.
Oh, yeah. No, where the last battle was.
Oh yeah, definitely.
They're in the
Death Star.
So he decided to choose that scene better than doing the whole lava pit and everything. So it just, you know, poetry. Everything has to rhyme. George Lucas.
Yeah, man. So
always with the Death Star.
Always with the Death Star. Do you think there's going to be a new Death
Star?
Yeah,
definitely.
Yeah, they're going to. But this time.
No, we're not
actually,
talking about it.
Oh, though. Yeah, he doesn't want to talk about it because.
No,
done
it's
with
like
episodes.
Next week, so we could chill and not talk
we
about it.
We could chill without
it. I'm all right with that. I mean, by the time it'll be all over everywhere.
And
exactly.
We still,
I'm going to leave the internet as soon.
I already left.
I can't.
I finally deleted my Instagram. Well, off my phone.
You
it's
deleted
still
it.
Do you feel a bit freer?
Huh?
Do you feel a bit freer?
What do you mean?
Like free? Like do you not really like look at your phone as much anymore and stuff?
I'm learning not to do that.
Cause I gotta be honest with you, as someone like back in February after some stuff happened, I cleared all my social media and I was everywhere. Uh-huh. As someone who used to work in baseball, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, and like my own blog, the blogs I ran, Tumblr and stuff. I was everywhere, man. So
right.
I cleared everything, and it was weird because I really did just look at my phone all the time.
Barack
nothing
was really
was
concerned.
All the time. And
you're
honestly,
just scrolling
yeah, for the
like
most
nothing.
Part, and it's funny because I knew nothing was there, but I'd still be looking. And now the time has passed, I can sit back and look and see like, wow, there really was nothing there. And that's no disrespect to my friends. Like, I love them to death, you know? And
yeah.
I do have some good conversations on which we're on social media. But, you know, there is something. It's weird because you don't realize you have to be without it
right.
to realize what it feels like now. And I have to be honest with you because I get a lot of weird looks. People be like, how do you not have a Facebook? How do you not have that and get around these days? It's like, I have my phone.
Mm-hmm.
I have my, you know, you can call me if you need to talk to me. It's different now. And people look at you weird, but I can't describe it to you with words. I'm not saying it's like some kind of like freedom thing where like you're going to find Jesus if you're not on
right.
social media.
Yeah, what would be better, messaging Barack Obama on Facebook or him actually calling you on your phone? You know what I mean?
It would be a lot cooler on your phone because like
cool
I'd love him to record my
if
voicemail.
I got a text
from I would love
WhatsApp
him to record my voicemail.
From Obama.
But no, it's definitely a thing where like when it comes down to it, there are some benefits
yeah.
to it. And I get you. And also, staying away from spoilers is a big thing. For
yeah.
Me. That's a really
that's
big thing because
be honest,
keeping up with things now.
Yeah. And because he's saying it too, like Star Wars Episode 7, it comes out in Europe way before our release date.
Like two days.
But still.
But so that's 2 days is a world.
And the internet makes everything
on the internet,
smaller.
Because yeah. I attested this after working in baseball and covering news. We turned this from what was a 24-hour news cycle, which was pretty impressive to begin with, to a 1 hour. And to some places in baseball, like during the hot stove or like when a new movie comes out and like the world, it's a 1 to 5 minute news cycle.
Yeah.
It really is, you know, because you know when the first showing is in Europe. So you know you can calculate how long the movie is and say like, all right, so at this time, everyone's going to be talking about it.
Yeah.
And you know, and then there's going to expect in certain sites to be on top of that. And
yeah.
It's scary. It's
yeah.
really scary.
And
so
all my favorite sites are going to be on top of it.
Right.
Yeah,
like
exactly.
8-9 different sites are going to be out on it. Twitter's
so
going to explode with that.
So
yeah,
I'm going to chill on like one website. And that's
yeah. You know, you got to stick to it. And it's funny though, because once you start though, like once I start reading opinions,
I
got to read more.
Exactly.
I happened
really?
To be recently with Spectre. Yeah, because like with Spectre came out and I read one review.
Did you finally see it?
I haven't yet, actually. Because I've been really sick, you know.
Okay,
so yeah. I read one review out of the European sites and I'm like, is this true? And then I had to read. I ended up like reading like 5 or 6 reviews before I actually saw the film.
And you go in with a preconceived,
a bias.
Notion.
Yeah,
preconceived
you can
notion.
Go with some biases and
right.
some stuff now because of the way the internet works.
Which is exactly why I came. Which is exactly why I went into Fantastic Four with a blind eye, and I was
And this is why
still disappointed.
This is why I'm staying off of Tumblr.
Yeah,
yeah. Tumblr's the big one too, and I say that with a lot of love because Tumblr provided me a lot of humor and a lot of like it was. They're really impressive, you know. Like they're the people where. You'll see something happen on TV, and 30 seconds later, there's a GIF of it rolling through your dashboard.
It's the same thing on Twitter, because I completely left Tumblr. I'm done.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, I go back to Tumblr, I'm bored with it, which is good, which is a sign that I'm
finished.
Right,
yeah, yeah.
Right.
But now I'm on Twitter treating it like Tumblr. So
yeah.
It's like, I haven't really...
Yeah, finish, you bounced from one to the other. For yeah, me, it was exactly. a problem
you dropped one
I
habit and
them,
picked up another one.
Yeah, it was terrible because when I had all of them, I would, like, it's so easy to check, but especially because of, like, the way smartphones are these days.
Yeah.
You can do everything on your smartphone.
Absolutely.
It's the best thing ever.
All right. So, in conclusion, guys, next week, December 17th, 18th, 19th, just the opening weekend, let's just say, the internet's going to be broken.
Yeah.
That's it. That's all we want to say.
Wait, quick thing.
Yeah.
Alvin and the Chipmunks.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Why would you put this?
Shouts out to all the other movies opening out on the 18th.
Alvin and the Chipmunks, like,
5 or something?
No, 4. It's 4, right?
But the joke is, what happened if it sells more?
No.
That will, that, please, like.
No.
No.
I give up on nerd.
Let me tell you what's going to happen.
There's no more nerd New York
after that. This is quite a litmus test, though.
Yeah.
Because, like, if this still makes money.
They got cojones, bro.
I mean,
I don't think anybody should make money over.
Let me tell you. Let me tell you something.
Next 3 weeks.
Like, you know what's gonna happen?
What's that?
All the kids are gonna say, "Mommy, Daddy, I want to go see Alvin and the Chipmunks."
And their parents are like,
"Well,
no.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry, son. But are you going? Are you paying the movie ticket? No, we're going to see Star Wars."
I don't even remember the third one dropping.
Yeah, because it was really
bad. I tried to ignore them, honestly.
It was really
bad.
Being,
like, I'm trying not to be that mean, but, like, I just kind of ignore it. Like, I saw the...
I'm sorry. CGI with real-world stuff doesn't work for me.
I like the cartoon show. Like, I'm a chick much the werewolf.
Yeah.
Yeah, 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 no. I loved it. It was... But so what else? Is there anything else notable coming out next week?
The Tina Fey.
Yeah, the Tina Fey, Amy Poehler.
Sisters?
Yeah.
Sisters?
Also starring John Cena.
I would love to see that.
Don't do it. It's already. Don't do it. Don't do it. Don't do it.
I'm a fan of both of them. But it's
yeah,
like,
but it's like.
No, I'm sorry that like you always collectively looked up.
Don't
you dare hit that button.
Don't you dare hit the button.
Don't you dare hit that button.
Don't you dare.
He's going to be a drug dealer, which is funny to me because he's so clean cut.
Well, we get to see
he's
John.
So clean cut. Come on,
clean
did you not?
Cut, like,
did you not grow up watching John from the streets of Westbury, Mass, telling you about the struggles of his upper middle class life?
P squared saying booyah.
Oh gosh.
Anyway,
so, speaking of John Cena, let's talk about the worst wrestling entertainment with their new pay per view this Sunday, Tender Love and Care.
WWE is doing things.
Oh really? Like, Sheamus, WWE champion. Yeah, Sheamus. I called
the
it.
The only reason why he's WWE champion is because he's playing Rocksteady in Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Oh, yeah. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles 2, the trailer came out. Yeah.
Yes.
It's coming out next year. Well,
it looked so stupid, and I loved it.
Wow. I mean, Sheamus is there because at some point, look, I think they've planned out what they want to do until WrestleMania, whether it's a good idea or not.
Yeah.
And I think they realized that at some point, they had to burn Sheamus' money in the bank situation.
Yes.
You know, and it's a thing where, as a former world champion, he was probably going to win. It's all right, Joe. Breathe. I know you're not. I know what you're at, but.
Yeah, sorry.
It's cool. No, it's cool. Sheamus is still not that interesting, though. The League of Nations, I think, is interesting.
I've been hearing about the League of Nations.
I think the League of Nations is interesting.
It's like World Elite, guys, from TNA, in my opinion.
That's
sad.
Yeah.
It's funny, because you know why? There's a lot of wasted talent in League of Nations. Because Sheamus, if you use him right, I don't think is that bad. Wade Barrett, I think if you use him right, was never that bad.
Right.
Rusev's one hell of an athlete.
Yeah,
and
absolutely.
Also underused because John Cena, of course, overcame him. Even though he came out in a tank.
Yeah.
Which was my
dude.
Life, man.
Yeah.
A heel comes out. Like, I don't know if you saw that match, but like, so it was Rusev who was at the time like the Bulgarian brute. So he was like,
and
the
reigning U.S. champion.
Yeah. You know, the whole foreign thing. And of course, like,
America
John
versus
being.
Russia.
John
Russia.
Remembers, you know, that he's American, so he has to take down the foreign threat. So
basically,
you know,
Rocky 3?
Right. Yeah. Basically that. You know, that generic thing, right?
Rocky 4, whatever.
Yeah. And, you know, he has that powerful theme song and everything.
You. Yeah.
So he enters. Literally riding a tank.
Yeah.
And it was funny because, like, they had a whole military thing. And I made the joke to my podcast partner who's in the room here, Matt Marrero. It's like, if he comes in on a tank, I'm going to. And I stopped because he comes in on a tank. And the noise I made wasn't human because it was such a beautiful thing. And of course, John Cena beat him and he got buried to the midcard.
Absolutely.
But, you know, like, here
mid-card
we are now.
For life.
And it's terrible because, like, John left, and we got the League of Nations, and my podcast partner made fun of me on air because the real League of Nations, we know, took over and came over after we had Hitler in real life. So he was trying to say that, you know, I might have slipped and accidentally likened one John Cena to a certain historical figure who, you know.
Wow.
And I feel bad because I don't feel that way about John. I don't. Nowhere near that. But it's interesting because some people are really down on the product right now.
Yeah,
I think...
It's the I haven't watched the product in months, and I feel so liberated.
NXT is still really good, by the way. Sami Zayn returns to fight Finn Balor soon.
Nice.
And I'm really looking forward to that. The product right now is a lot of... It's the worst example...
Basura!
The best example of, like, underutilization and, like, misuse of people that I've ever seen.
And final, like, realization, like, yo, you are trying so hard to use a mid-card guys who aren't, like, built stars yet, and the reason why they aren't built stars is because you're not giving them a chance to be stars. Dolph Ziggler, I don't care about Dolph anymore, and you did that, WWE.
It's heels and faces alike, because you look at the guys involved right now. Bray Wyatt at one time was facing John Cena at WrestleMania.
What is he doing now?
They got an Eminem theme song. You know, they remember Eminem did Legacy?
Yeah.
So they used Legacy for the Bray Bray promo.
Yeah.
And then we had Rusev coming in on a tank. And, like, I know the heels are supposed to lose.
Right.
But it's really annoying that they keep losing, A, to John Cena, and B, that once they lose to John Cena,
it's everything goes downhill.
Everything.
Like, there's so much potential for Bray to be a superhero.
At least Kevin Owens kind of escaped that.
Kevin Owens escaped it because of the God-given talent. Like, really, really amazing God-given talent.
And better booking.
Although I'm mad he's not facing Dean Ambrose in a ladder match.
No, that's going to the New Day, right?
Yeah.
The ladder match is
I'm actually excited for that.
And it should be, by the New Day, probably the most entertaining.
Word.
And honestly, that's what CM Punk said. Great about it, too, and I have to admit this.
What's that?
Their merch is selling, Gio.
Really?
Their merch is selling to the point where, you know, for years. And
like
you know
number
this,
one?
And both of you know this. You know, you've been listening for years. Funny wasn't supposed to sell.
Right.
Or, like, mid-card guy wasn't supposed to sell. They
right.
would say, like, Chris Jericho didn't move as much, or, like, Shawn Will. You look at the New Day, they came out with these unicorn horns.
Uh-huh.
And the day later, they were sold out.
Because bronies. Are, because
not
bronies.
Even, though. But, like, their shirt of, like, the New Day riding a blind unicorn is selling. And people are posting photos and talking about it on social
unicorn
media.
Unicorn magic.
Is it, like, in a top five sell?
Yeah.
Wow.
I think I've seen that before.
Yeah. And, like, it's selling to the point where, like, dude, it's becoming a thing. Like, the New Day, because people are jumping on this. And I think it's finally this example of, like, well, now one of our darlings got, you know, Biggie being one of my darlings.
Right.
But in general, you know, Xavier, Biggie and Kofi. Getting a shot, and people are like, you know what?
I'm happy.
They're really entertaining.
See,
we're gonna show our support.
See, and here's the thing about it: like everything that I get excited for, they just kill it. They just kill it. Dolph Ziggler, so excited, killed it. Daniel Bryan, so excited, killed it. They just kill everything that you get excited for sometimes. So that's why I'm like, I got burned. How
is
many
it bad
times?
Bad marketing, bad PR.
No,
what
I
is
think
it?
Part of it. You want me to be honest? Part of it is that Vince is not really cool with things getting over that aren't his.
Right, and you it's know? Like it's like my hands has been burned so many times. So like, I'm like so reserved now. I'm like, yeah, I mean it's cool and all, but like, hey.
You ever seen the Simpsons picture of the principal where he's like, "Am I out of touch?" No, it's the children that are wrong. That's Vince 24/7. And like, it's a problem because
that's the thing. Yeah. There's literally a clip out there on SmackDown. Vince talking to Kurt Angle. He's like, "It doesn't matter what you want." He's talking to Kurt. "It doesn't matter what you people want.
It's
only
what
thing
what
matters
I
is
want.
What I want."
And that's realistic.
That is so true.
So you have the New Day now, and it's funny because you listen to the interviews, or if you want, I still recommend if you have the network, Table for Three with the New Day is hilarious.
Yeah, it was great.
So they talk about their material that they cut and the jokes they make.
Mm-hmm.
It's all from them.
Right.
They ask them in an interview straight up, like, "Where do you get your material from?" It's like, honestly, when we're rolling together in the car, we're moving together and stuff like that, we just talk about what would be funny to us, and then we go out there and do it.
Right.
Yes. So they're organic and they're lovely, and people are into it because they're not being force-fed stuff. And people are beginning to see, like, you give people freedom,
right?
They're running with it.
Mm-hmm.
They are, and think that's something that Vince is going to have to adapt to, or at least is starting to
realize. You really
a little
think?
Bit. No, a little bit because you knew they are.
Is it really a character, or this is really the person?
They're playing characters right now. They're playing these obnoxious, like, the New Day is essentially, like, they're obnoxiously positive in a jerk way.
Yeah, and, like, they use, like, obscure video game references to kids that they don't know, like, that don't know anything. Like, they'll use DuckTale references. Like, that's what kind of dudes they are.
Like, there was when they were going to be winning the title, right? They were like, "You better call it Scrooge McDuck." He's like, "Why? Why? Why?" "Because we're going to be swimming in gold."
And he was like, "That's a DuckTale reference, guys. That's a DuckTale reference."
Yeah, and, like, we're sitting here kind of laughing. Like, you know, like, we remember that.
I get it,
like,
but it's not my generation.
No, I know, but, like, I just, like, some of it, and X at the same, as people, too, it's a combination of not only are they fun characters, but Kofi was underused for years. Xavier's, he does podcasts and video games, and we love him as a person.
Mm-hmm.
And Biggie's always been an underused. Like, he could have been a champion, like the top champion, had Vince not been upset that he's black. I'm being quite honest about this.
Yeah. Right.
So the group of people here, it's kind of like a perfect storm of something to work. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, like exactly what Gio said, like I'm really worried as to like in my head everything has a deadline.
That's why I don't get excited anymore.
Everything that's
so
really
Vince
good.
Is George Lucas.
Can I Vince is George Lucas.
Can I just do something for Vince McMahon? Vince McMahon, I don't know if you're listening.
Probably not.
I don't care if you're listening. I'm just gonna say this to you. Vince McMahon, you're fired.
That was very good, Daniel.
Yes.
Which is why, like, I'm not excited for TLC at all. Like, I don't care.
Yeah,
I haven't cared in a while.
It feels like a chore to watch Raw,
and that's why watching it's been liberating.
And again, I mentioned like my podcast partner for those guys is in the room. He's behind the camera.
Yeah,
and we podcast on Wrestling Weekly, and I've lost a lot of good faith with this company. And I watch. I have such amount of love for some people that are in the company right now because I followed them for years when they weren't in WWE.
Exactly.
Yes. You know,
and Paul Heyman says it the best. Like, they just hire people who have buzz and they don't know what to do with them.
And it's terrible because, like, you would think that they would just based on the fact that, honestly, it doesn't even require that much work. Like, you just have to let them go out there and be themselves.
Just tone
they're proven acts. They're proven entertaining.
Just tone some stuff down and keep doing what you're doing. That's just keep doing what you're doing.
But see, like, the thing is, like, they're losing like ratings and all that stuff, but they're still making bank from these sponsors. So at the end of the day, they don't care. They've been making more money now than ever.
Right, especially with the network out because people invested thinking the network was, and it is making money.
What network is it on?
The WWE.
It is a personal subscription service
like
Netflix
of wrestling.
So think about it. You pay $9.99 a month, right? You get to see all the pay-per-views live, and you have their entire video library.
Yeah. So like, hey,
on
you
demand.
Hey,
that's
so,
a good deal, actually.
Yeah, exactly.
It's
so,
actually
hey,
spectacular.
This is what I do.
Used to be like $60 a month.
Exactly.
You've dropped 10. You get a guaranteed HD.
Yeah, dude.
At the end, and then you can rewatch it, and then you can rewatch old ones.
And here's the beauty of it: like, so Monday Night Raw comes on. Hey, I don't want to watch Monday Night Raw. You know what I'm gonna watch? 2002 to 2003 SmackDown. That's what I do.
No, yeah, and you can. So it's actually a wonderful deal. I credit them for that. You know, it makes sense.
It's called good marketing
and
money making marketing.
And that's how WWE still has this in the palm of their hands. Like, okay, I'm not going to watch your product.
That's smart, though.
That's smart, though.
That's how you do it. You got to be like Apple and do, you know, out of the ordinary stuff.
Yeah, it's like, I'm not going to watch your
product. I don't even think it's out of the ordinary. Yeah. I just think they lucked into it because, like, it's so cheap that, like, they don't need to market it. It's just, it's there and people will do it because logically. You have people paying for the pay-per-views that were $60 a month.
Right? Yeah.
And now you could, like, for the majority of people who have the internet connection who are in places that can handle this, you pay $10. You get that. That alone is worth it.
Yeah. It's easier
you
than
have original programming.
Right? It's like, it's
correct.
Way
exactly.
easier.
Right.
I don't even watch the original programming.
You have original programming, which some people, Table for Three is really good for the record. All
Table
of
Three
some
is
of them,
dope.
And some of the old features and stuff are really nice, like the top 10 countdowns and stuff, because I remember that stuff. Mm-hmm. And
so
in
it's
general,
like ESPN?
It's
I wouldn't call it ESPN per se.
No, I mean I'm a really
just, just Netflix.
ESPN
and
it's
even
just
now
Netflix
WWE's on ESPN.
Okay.
Huh?
WWE's on ESPN.
WWE is now with ESPN too.
Oh,
that's another thing. They're making so
that.
Much money because now ESPN is trying to act like WWE is a thing.
Yeah.
So they're collectively making bank.
Now they have to because
other.
You started talking about what video game was it? I forgot. But it was, no,
WWE 2K16.
No, League of Legends? No, not League of Legends.
Oh, esports?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
That's a thing, too. Yeah.
Yeah.
Dota 2. There you go.
Dota 2. Yeah, yeah.
There you go. My friends play that.
Yeah, Dota 2. I mean, for a while, it's been. And then you had CSGO and,
come
like,
on,
these kind of things.
Make $5 million winning, then.
Yeah, man.
Might as well take.
That Starcraft,
everything's a sport, then.
LOL.
Everything's a sport.
League of Legends, Starcraft.
Starcraft is dying. Don't worry about it.
It is.
No,
actually.
It's.
Wow.
It's still.
World of Warcraft.
Oh, dang. We got one more minute. That was quick.
This is it.
This is it, guys.
Did you cue sad music?
Cue the sad music. This is the ending music. The sad music.
Why?
I don't know. Because
the last show was semester.
It's the last show.
For a better new year, 2016.
I don't know.
How do you know it's gonna be a better year?
Because Rogue One.
And I don't. Yeah, I don't even know if.
Because Civil War.
And next year,
Star Wars Rogue One.
Even though next year we're gonna get some of the greatest movies.
Oh, you know we are getting next year. Gravity Falls season finale.
Oh, yeah. Guess
what, guys? Gravity Falls season finale.
Series
2016.
Finale.
Yeah.
And guess what? Age of Apocalypse trailer is out.
No.
It's coming tomorrow. Well, Friday.
Tomorrow. Yeah.
Which is going to be awesome. I can't wait. Shouts out to X-Men.
It's going
to
be a 6 out of 10.
Woo! No, it is not.
Every movie is going to be 6 out of 10 next year.
No, it is not.
Every movie is going to be 6 out of 10.
Well, because Star Wars is just that good.
Yeah, I'm going to watch it all the way through March.
So, guys, from all of us here at Nerd New York, just want to say goodbye. Thank you. Peace.
We love you.
Happy New Year.
May Happy holidays. Take
you.
Care.
listening to YCRadio.org, the voice of today's generation.